Ron DeSantis delivers State of the State, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. By Hannah Blow on March 7, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Tuesday delivered the State of the State as the Florida legislature kicks off the 2023 legislative session. My duty under the Constitution is to inform the legislature concerning the condition of the state and to recommend measures in the public interest. Well, as we used to do in the military. Here's the bluff. The bottom line up front, Florida is number one. And working together we will ensure that Florida remains the number one state in these United States. DeSantis said, triggering mass applause in the room. DeSantis briefly touted some of Florida's highlights, including the state's fast-growing status, ranking number one for new business formations and economic growth amongst large states. It also has more people employed today than pre-pandemic while boasting the lowest per capita state tax and debt burden amongst all large states. DeSantis said, touting Florida's status as being number one in tourism and experiencing another record-breaking number in terms of visitation. Florida, he continued, is also number one in law enforcement recruitment and support, while the state's crime rate stands at a 50-year low. Florida, the governor continued, also ranks number one in the nation for education freedom, as well as number one in the nation for parental involvement in education. We rank number one for protections of our citizens against the biomedical security state, from prohibiting job or job mandates to banning vaccine passports to ensuring hospital visitation rights. DeSantis said, also explaining what Florida has done to reduce the pain of inflation by enacting historic tax relief for Floridians. More than $1 billion in tax relief in the current year's budget. DeSantis also highlighted Florida's fight against illegal immigration. From banning sanctuary cities to suing the Biden administration over its catch-and-release policies to transporting illegal aliens to sanctuary jurisdictions, we have put Floridians first and we will continue to do that, he said. Watch. The governor also honored his wife, a cancer survivor, and noted her launch of the Cancer Connect Collaborative, which DeSantis said will rethink Florida's battle against cancer by breaking down long-standing silos between researchers, cancer facilities, and medical providers to provide and improve research and treatment. So we find ourselves in Florida on the front lines in the battle for freedom, DeSantis said as he wrapped up the speech, explaining that together, we have made Florida the nation's most desired destination and we have produced historic results. But now's not the time to rest on our laurels. We have the opportunity and indeed the responsibility to swing for the fences so that we can ensure Florida remains number one, he said. Don't worry about the chattering class, ignore all the background noise. Keep the compass set to true north. We will stand strong. We will hold the line, we won't back down, and I can promise you this, you ain't seen nothing yet, he concluded.